logo to be originals.
Tonight, earth-shattering revelations that will change Christmas forever.
Explosive news out of the North Pole.
And a massive, unprecedented data breach. The inner workings of Santa Claus's entire secret Christmas operation have been leaked to the public.
The secrets of Christmas are out. How Santa pulls off the most magical day of the year. It's a massive data leak, and we're the only ones with the exclusive new details. Reindeer. How did Santa find them? How do they fly? And are they mutants?
They were bombarded by cosmic rays or by gamma rays. And if that were the case, well, then who did that?
Santa Claus smiles.
Billions and billions of presents. How does Santa deliver them all in one single night?
He may well be using the solar wind, the northern lights, to move all over the world.
The naughty or nice list. Who writes it? Who's on it?
When it comes to Hollywood, I spent more than 500 painstaking hours poring over the naughty list.
Mrs. Claus and her shocking role in Santa's operation.
She does far more than you might actually imagine. She's pulling the strings behind the scenes.
And who broke into Santa's computer to reveal his most guarded secrets? Was it the elves? Was it someone close to Santa? Or a trusted companion? Rudolph? It's a data dump that lays bare over 50 secrets of Santa's entire Christmas operation and may reveal the biggest mystery of all. Is there a mole at the pole?
An inside job would be more personal, more vindictive. Somebody who has something to prove.
Who done it? That and more tonight on The Secrets of Christmas Revealed.
Signs, secret toy designs, Santa doppelgangers, elf spy manual, reindeer flight plan, toy delivery schedule, Mrs. Claus cookie recipe, naughty and nice list, data breach. Title on screen, The Secrets of Christmas Revealed.
The North Pole, a remote, inhospitable place, a place with very little infrastructure and streets ruled by deadly polar bears. But why here? Why would Santa base his entire operation at the North Pole?
I think that's really where the elves like draw their magic from.
Isolation, I'd say, you know? He's got all his elves there. Because all the magic is trapped in the ice. They have to mine it out. Because that's the only place where magic is found anywhere else in the world, right?
Elves, isolation, and magic were the answers we heard most often. But we also heard this speculation. Santa, who visits billions of homes in a single night, going around the world in a craft powered by flying reindeer, might choose such an icy remote location to keep snooping eyes off his very secret dealings.
A spaceship flies over a pine forest.
Comic illustrator and writer Dean Haspiel.
I think it's possible that Santa might be alien.
Signs, Santa Claus Conquers the Martians, 1964.
I'd like to think that he's from planet Earth.
In fact, the hacker and conspiracy communities have a nickname for the North Pole. So says cyber expert and former hacker Dean Haglund.
Yeah. On the dark web, we call it Area 52.
But if the North Pole were visited by aliens, wouldn't the U.S. government know about it?
I'm not aware of any connection between Santa and any kind of alien life.
We asked General Glenn Van Herk of NORAD, the North American Aerospace Defense Command, about a possible Santa alien connection.
I believe that's classified information. I'm not going to attempt to divulge anything at this time.
For a definitive answer, we asked Russell Ince,
Isle of Wight,
Santa's official
UK
biographer, the one man who knows Santa best. He says from his own experience.
And talking to Santa, there is nothing linking what might be termed aliens. I can confirm that Santa is not an alien. He is not using alien technology, and he is a human being.
A polar bear swims.
So if Santa isn't concealing his dealings with extraterrestrials, why would he choose the North Pole, where the nearest town is over 600 miles away?
Cyber expert Dean Haglund maintains it's because the North Pole is simply the most secure place for Santa's massive computer network.
They would have to have thought, oh yeah, we're going to have some security in this computer system so this potential data leak would never happen.
So, speculation about aliens and cold confines aside, we dug into the trove of data leaked from the North Pole and finally found the answers to why Santa based his operation in this desolate, barren no man's land.
The first thing I noticed is that, you know, the North Pole was very attainable real estate.
Chriselle Staus is a real estate agent with the Oppenheim Group in Los Angeles and has studied correspondence between Santa and his real estate agent.
Santa was an all-cash offer, and he also went after a foreclosure.
So, the first reason Santa headquartered here? Why else? The North Pole was cheap real estate. Private exchanges between Santa and his realtor also reveal this secret: a bidding war between the North and South Poles over who could offer Santa the best terms.
The taxes in the South Pole are famously high, and, you know, the HOA fees are ridiculous, and, of course, blizzard insurance. It's getting out of hand.
And there's another compelling reason why Santa chose the North Pole over the South Pole. In this leaked communique, we learn Santa acted on the advice from his real estate agent that the South Pole labor force had one major flaw when it came to his gift-giving mission.
You've got some really adorable penguins, but, you know, not the greatest toy makers.
The North Pole's elves, with their opposable thumbs, are just better at handling hammers, paintbrushes, and the essential tools of toy making. But the biggest secret as to why Santa chose the North Pole is something even more critical than affordable land or skilled labor. Something every manufacturer needs, whether it toys or Teslas. Physicist Lou Bloomfield has examined secret workshop blueprints.
Santa has come up with an infinite source of energy drilling down into the Earth and has harnessed the geodynamo that are the core of the Earth, and their motion and relative motion gives rise to the Earth's magnetic field. If you're going to harness the power of the Earth's magnetic field, the North Pole is the perfect place to do it.
So, the reasons Santa put his operation at the North Pole? Affordable real estate, skilled labor, and magnetic energy. The endless source of Santa's power and magic.
The sun illuminates the snow-capped mountains.
Which is why Santa has forever carried out his annual miracle from this location atop the Earth. Delivering millions of toys around the world.
Signs, in a single New York, night. New York. Los Angeles, California.
The entire feat is monitored live by NORAD's sophisticated Santa tracker to help ease the minds of children around the world and to tell them Santa's on his way. But how does NORAD do it? How do they track Santa on his Christmas Eve journey?
We utilize our satellites. The satellites give the capability to detect the infrared signature of Rudolph's nose, just like we detect off of airplanes flying around or potentially missiles flying around.
NORAD uses satellite and radar technology to detect heat and light.
So Rudolph's nose, with that infrared signature, gives us the ability to track and monitor not only Rudolph, but Santa and his journey through North America.
But NORAD's Santa tracker can't explain this: how Santa makes his seemingly impossible overnight delivery. How on earth does Santa magically deliver billions of presents in one night?
I believe that he can time warp when he needs to. That's just personal.
Maybe he has, like, duplicates of himself and he can travel around the world with his duplicates. Yeah.
A lot of physicists have tried to explain how Santa travels so far across the world in one night. If you ask me, I just think it's pure magic.
Santa delivers all those presents by having some sort of time machine, maybe like Doctor Who.
To find out how Santa does it, first we ask the experts in door-to-door delivery. No, not the pizza guy, UPS.
We've been doing it for 114 years, so Santa leans on us for advice and information.
And yet, with all that shipping expertise, Santa still maintains an edge.
It takes us 500,000 plus employees to do what Santa, a sleigh, and 8 reindeer do in one night. That's pretty impressive.
With this data breach, we're finally learning the details of how Santa pulls off his ultimate door-to-door delivery.
To give himself the best chance of delivering everywhere in just one night, it's not night across the world all at the same time. Night moves around the world.
So, one secret to how Santa delivers billions of presents in a single night? He chases night across the planet. And how does he do that?
He starts where night first starts in the world and then follows night around the world as night moves across the different countries. So that gives him the best chance of delivering the most amount of toys at nighttime undetected.
That's one way for Santa in 42 hours to deliver gifts to approximately 500 million homes. That's 822 homes per second, traveling at a speed of 650 miles per second or 3,000 times the speed of sound. But we wondered, is there something more magical going on? And sure enough, buried in the leaked data, we found the answer to how Santa delivers every present, traveling so fast and so far.
We live in a three-dimensional world, three spatial dimensions at least, left and right, up and down, and toward you and away from you. Three dimensions. Suppose there were no toward you and away from you. So we lived only on the left, right, up and down space. Then we would be two-dimensional. And this is a two-dimensional pretend world with two-dimensional Santa, flat Santa. And he has to go from this house to that house by way of the entire space between them. But what if he could bend that space in three dimensions like this? And then he could bring those two houses ever so close together and go from one house to the other in an instant.
As if flying at 3,000 times the speed of sound weren't impressive enough.
I think what Santa does in 24 hours is he goes all over the world with these reindeer and these gifts, and he bends time.
So, to make his overnight delivery of billions of presents, Santa not only chases night across the planet, he has the power to bend time and space.
If that technology were to get out in the world as at large, wow, it would be revolutionary.
Just imagine a hot pizza delivered to your door instantaneously. And if it's a nanosecond late, it's free. Coming up, who could have breached the North Pole's sophisticated cybersecurity to steal so many secret documents right under Santa's beard? And later, ask any person on the street. There's one vexing Christmas mystery they all wonder about.
What's the deal with the milk and cookies?
We blow the lid off the cookie jar when The Secrets of Christmas Revealed returns. But first, a super secret stocking stuffer. Who protects Santa's workshop? Polar bears, 9 feet tall, 1,500 pounds with razor-sharp teeth. But these bears don't bite. They lick you until their tongue freezes to your face.
Ugh.
So, if you're going to sneak into Santa's workshop, don't wear salmon-scented cologne.
Now, onto that still unfolding crisis at the North Pole. The breach of Santa's computer firewall continues to shake the world's understanding of Christmas as we know it.
For the first time, we're learning the answer to this question. How do elves keep up with global demand for toys? Our first clue, this document in Santa's files. A graph that shows how the demand for toys grew faster than the number of elves designing and making toys. The elves simply could not keep up.
If you look at it from a physical standpoint, they do work extremely hard. There is the main toy factory. You've got the wrapping paper factory, which completed toys are wrapped and then put into storage.
Signs, 1947.
All that work became so overwhelming that the North Pole supply chain would eventually break when elves were swamped by demand for the kinds of toys children wanted.
Children open presents.
It was in this year that Santa had no choice but to reach out for help.
As technology advanced, toys became far more than they ever were in the old days. So the elves and Santa created a relationship with major toy manufacturers around
Delivery
the world.
Delivery people receive boxes and packages.
And we've uncovered the evidence of that close relationship. Purchase orders, shipping manifests, and clandestine contracts. All revealing how Santa's elves averted a toy crisis and met global demand. Santa partnered with Big Toy.
You could say that Mattel stepped in and saved their bacon.
Chris Down is the chief toy designer for Mattel.
The hot toys of the time, you know, wooden blocks, two tin cans and a string. These are hot toys, but toys that were not really satisfying consumer demand. And that was the perfect opportunity for Mattel to step in.
In Santa's secret contracts with global toy makers, we discovered another way his elves meet worldwide demand.
We have hundreds and hundreds of toy makers here, not too dissimilar from what Santa has with all of his elves. So you can imagine what kind of fun we have collaborating and making toys.
The data leak not only reveals how large toy makers and elves work hand in tiny hand co-designing toys, but also how global shippers play a key role in their distribution.
During our peak season, Christmas time, we're delivering over 30 million packages a day. I mean, we are putting out a lot of packages on a daily basis to make all the kids, all the customers happy.
So, how do Big Freight, Big Toy, and Santa pull it off?
That's a little more complicated.
It is very complicated.
Here's how they do it. Every Christmas toy has its origin at the North Pole, where elves collaborate, co-design, and build prototypes. Once rigorous testing and approval by Santa occurs, parts are manufactured by toy companies across the world, then shipped to the North Pole for assembly and distribution worldwide.
We go to the North Pole to help Santa and the elves out year-round. We have to get the supplies, the toy parts. We work with our toy customers year-round in order to keep the supply chain moving on a regular basis so that they're ready to go at Christmas time.
So that's how elves meet global demand. Santa designs, builds, and ships your gifts with Big Freight and Big Toy. And for that, we should all be thankful.
Otherwise, Christmas morning under your tree, you'd be getting a whole lot more books, socks, and underwear.
A girl opens a package and holds a set of socks.
And there's one more thing we found in Santa's secret files about his toy-making operation. It appears that Santa doesn't want you to know about his flops.
Elves are great designers, very creative, but sometimes Santa just doesn't like what they made.
Sorry, elves, but not all of your toys are Santa approved. We discovered documents that show Santa tried to suppress plans for a new toy the elves invented. A fun hat remover. These plans detail what Santa didn't want you to know about. An innovative design to compress water crystals into a sphere that can be used to remove a hat from someone's head in a new and fun
Science.
Way.
Top secret, eyes only. Hat
However,
remover tests.
Within the trove of hack data, we found secret product test films showing the hat remover had a serious design flaw that was both painful and hilarious.
I can tell you that Mattel had no part in the innovative hat remover, but I'm thinking about it from the elves' point of view. They were just coming up with a great idea using the raw materials that they had.
Reindeer flu?
No, snow.
According to this memo, Santa himself issued the order to stop production of the hat remover, which became known internally as the Snowball. The project was canceled, and according to personnel department records, Santa transferred the designing elf to the wrapping department, which is still a vital part of Santa's operation. So we're learning not all toys are Santa approved. And the Snowball was first designed as a fun hat remover.
That mischief, that little bit of mayhem creeps in where they need to spice things up a bit.
And whatever happened to those top secret plans for a hat remover?
Computer file folders.
After this data leak,
Now anyone that gets their hands on these plans can make one in their own backyard.
Hi, I'm John Smoltz, and I pitched 22 years in the major leagues, and I'm going to show you what I love most about Christmas. With these plans I got off the internet, I made these. Okay, the first thing you need to know, you got to have ice crystals to make this hat remover. So you form the ice crystals together, and then according to the plans, it takes about 12 to 14 pounds per square inch to form into this perfect, perfect hat remover. Now this hat remover, we got to find out if it works, so...
Yeah, John right throws a snowball at the microphone operator.
That's pretty good. Oh, these things are amazing.
John hits the microphone operator with the snowballs. Coming up, is corporate espionage to blame for the North Pole hack?
You know, there are a lot of other toy companies out there that maybe are a little jealous of the relationship that Mattel has with Santa.
Or is a disgruntled elf looking for payback?
When I think about all the information that's out there, petabytes of data because of this leak, all because of an elf?
Our investigation, who leaked, who hacked, who done it, continues. And you're not gonna wanna miss, for the first time ever, exclusive video of Santa going down a chimney.
He goes down the chimney, an arm and a leg at a time, by being soft and pliable.
But how? That secret and many more when The Secrets of Christmas Revealed returns. What does an exhausted elf do after a long day spent hunched over a workbench making toys? He collapses in the snow and waves his arms and legs to allow the cold to ease the pain of his aching muscles. Thus, the Snow Angel, or as it's known at the North Pole, elf physical therapy.
Santa's secrets reveal.
Who done it?
Was it the elves, the reindeer, or...
Mrs. Claus is the brains behind the operation.
Tis the season to be jolly. Don't miss the Tubi original, The Secrets of Christmas Revealed, streaming for free on Tubi.
Opening of a TV newscast.
More fallout from the shocking North Pole data breach.
Our investigation of Santa's leaked documents has uncovered new revelations about someone we know very little about. Mrs. Claus.
Mrs. Claus winks.
What is Mrs. Claus's role at the North Pole?
If you look at kind of what's going on at the North Pole, we see a lot of Santa. We see a lot of the elves. The person who's really kind of hanging back, the person who's sort of obscured by the snow and the darkness, is Mrs. Claus.
The data confirm what Russell Entz knows from his own personal dealings with Mrs. Claus.
There's definitely more to Mrs. Claus than probably most people think.
Indeed, more than anyone would think. Data reveal Mrs. Claus to be the real unsung heroine of Christmas. It was her idea to wrap presents so children wouldn't know what they were getting until they tore through ribbons and paper. Unbelievably, it was Mrs. Claus who taught the reindeer their incredible navigation skills. And based on her own experience, it was Mrs. Claus who showed Santa how to fit a bicycle down a chimney. Hundreds of files reveal her role in such monumental creations as the twist tie, windshield wipers, the spring-bound clothespin, alternating current, the tiny plastic table in the center of your pizza box, and cold fusion. What a gal.
You know, every time I've talked to Mrs. Claus or sent her an email or communicated with her, she knows every single thing that's going on. It sounds to me like Mrs. Claus is really running this operation.
The woman is the brains behind the operation. I don't know whether Santa will thank me or not for saying that. Whilst Santa's the front man, Mrs. Claus is pulling the strings behind the scenes.
She's pulling the strings, all right. She's woven them into a bizarre Christmas tradition. Ugly Christmas sweaters, those hideous, ugly sweaters.
Mrs. Claus holds a red sweater.
It was Mrs. Claus who started the ugly Christmas sweater trend. Mark Ajar is an ugly Christmas sweater expert.
Mrs. Claus has always been into knitting. She's always been a knitter. Sits by the fireplace, has some eggnog, and knits.
Mrs. Claus drinks milk from a glass.
That's when things start going a little wrong. think she has a bit of a problem. A knitting problem.
These leaked receipts from fabric stores from 1952 to 1997 tie Mrs. Claus's hands to thousands of overly sequined, excessively ruffled, and abundantly bedazzled ugly Christmas sweaters.
The receipts are what gave Mrs. Claus away. That was a smoking gun.
And what did she do with all those sweaters? She gave them to the North Pole's army of shivering elves.
Mrs. Claus thinks these sweaters are the greatest things she could do for the elves, but they don't want to hurt her feelings and tell her that the sweaters are ugly.
In fact, so ugly, the elves would wear them once as a courtesy, then toss them on to an ever-growing pile behind Santa's workshop.
There is a huge pile of sweaters behind the shed.
The pile was so big, you could actually see these sweaters on satellite from space.
Something had to be done. Unable to disappear these garish garments into another dimension, the elves came up with a clever plan.
Elves work extremely hard to make Christmas happen, but by their nature, they're very mischievous. Mrs. Claus knitted ugly sweaters for elves, and then the elves have consequently, let's say, redistributed them back out into the human world.
Elves re-gift the sweaters, wrap them up, and secretly slip them into Santa's sack to mysteriously appear under your Christmas tree.
Snow falls on the roof of a house.
The first confirmed sighting of an ugly Christmas sweater was in 1952 in Akron, Ohio, to a woman named Gladys.
We actually call the sweater the Gladys, and it's looked upon like
on a street, Mona Lisa. Three dogs are wearing Christmas sweaters.
So, she not only helps manage the workshop, Mrs. Claus is responsible for knitting ugly Christmas sweaters and creating a fashion movement. Whoever exposed Mrs. Claus's ugly secret may have done lasting damage inside Santa's workshop.
I don't know how it leaked. The elves are going to be crushed when Mrs. Claus finds this out and confronts them.
I think Mrs. Claus knows how to have fun, but I think she also knows how to take care of business. And when it's time to take care of business, the elves get in line.
Coming up, how did the most famous reindeer of all time get that red nose?
I think Rudolph flies purely off of Christmas spirit, and I think Mrs. Claus slides him a few cookies.
And up next, we reveal how Santa gets down your chimney. Never before seen footage coming up. When the Secrets of Christmas Revealed returns. How did Santa and Mrs. Claus fall in love? They met on a speed date where couples would sit and spend 5 minutes together, then walk over mountains and cross icy streams to meet someone else. When they met, the sparks flew. There was magic, and Santa decided to skip the 6-mile walk to his next date. You could call it love at first sight.
In a city, the roofs of houses are covered with snow.
Ever since there's been a Christmas, people have wondered about one of Santa's most magical achievements. How does he get down your chimney? How does he do it? How does an immense man with an enormous sack fit down such a narrow chute?
The scientific community has had a really hard time explaining this.
For answers that might explain this complex event, a cosmic conundrum occurring somewhere at the junction of science and magic, we went to the experts. Random people on the street.
Maybe Santa covers himself in butter to help him slide down the chimney.
And he's got to have some, like, magical powers, right? So maybe he shrinks himself.
It's his belt. He could cinch it in, and it makes him, like, slide down.
I would assume that he holds his breath, like, when he has to go down the chimney.
Can Santa physically change his shape at will, like, say, a mouse, which can collapse its bone structure? Or an octopus that can squeeze itself through a tiny space, or a blowfish that can triple its size. By that Santa logic,
he's part mouse, part octopus, and part blowfish.
I can confirm that Santa is not an octopus. He's not a blowfish. He is just a human man.
So then, if Santa can't instantly shed hundreds of pounds to fit down a narrow pipe, we're still wondering, how does he do it? How does Santa fit down a chimney? Could it be an optical illusion? If so, how would you explain this? In this never-before-seen footage we obtained from a homeowner's security camera in Ohio, Santa's disappearing act is convincing. Here he is, clearly visible, walking along a roofline, scaling a chimney, and vanishing.
In the recording, Santa Claus walks across the roof, approaches the
moments
chimney,
later,
and disappears.
He reemerges and leaves, having made the drop. For a definitive answer to what is perhaps Santa's greatest trick, we went to the data. And on our first review, we found only a single reference to a chimney. A post-it note reminding Mrs. Claus to clean out one of their many chimneys. Alas, it appeared how Santa fits down a chimney would remain a secret forever. A smokestack with no smoking gun. Until we found this on Santa's reading list. A book called Chimney Quantum Physics, The Ups and Downs. In it, among the dog-eared pages and scribbled margins, in Santa's own handwriting, send courier pigeon to Galileo for chimney instructions. Eureka, we found it. But what are quantum physics, and how do they get a large man down a chimney, you ask? We wanted to know, too.
You would probably need to speak to a physicist or somebody.
Acting on a tip, we asked a physicist.
That sort of quantum tunneling is exquisitely rare for large objects like Santa. But it appears from the data that he is able to tunnel from the roof of a house into the living room right through the roof itself. He's never in the roof, he just bleeds through quantum mechanically and comes out in the living room.
So, how does Santa get down your chimney? Santa effortlessly passes through solid objects using quantum tunneling. Definitely easier than going on a diet.
We don't have to go down a chimney, so we got you on that one, Santa.
But how does he get into houses or apartments, any dwellings, that don't have chimneys? Again, magic and science collide, producing a lot of debate.
The elves locking and unlocking of doors from a physical perspective is not something that is done or would be considered.
This theory that elves go into your house and open the door for Santa is completely preposterous scientifically. I mean, after all, everyone knows that elves are too short to reach the doorknob. Even elves with unusually long arms, or elves that go leaping off each other's backs. Scientifically, this is completely unrealistic.
Yet, in countless other home security videos we examined, Santa actually strolls up to homes and enters through the front door. No quantum tunneling needed. How is Santa getting inside?
Many modern houses have no chimneys, there's no fireplace. And so Santa's now really got a challenge.
Russell Ince, who speaks to Santa regularly and has read the leaked North Pole documents, has the answer.
With homes that have no chimney or no access via chimney or fireplace, there is the magic key. That is a real thing. He has a magic key.
Santa, the ultimate locksmith with a magical master key that can unlock any door in any home on Earth. In a world where everyone loses their keys, where does Santa keep his?
In the ice vaults in Santa's village.
Behind an ice wall in an ice vault. Sounds like a safe place to keep a one-of-a-kind magical key.
Santa Claus holds a golden key.
So, whether it's through a door or chimney, getting into your home is never a problem for Santa. But what about finding it? Some people go to great lengths to make sure Santa doesn't miss their homes.
Two men hang colored light bulbs on a roof.
I love this stuff, man. This is what I live for.
For most of us, Hanging Christmas lights is a once-a-year chore that we'll eventually get around to. But we found in the data dump a use for Christmas lights that goes beyond mere decoration.
The branches of a tree are illuminated by lamps.
The lights actually guide Santa and his reindeer to a safe rooftop landing. Technically, anyone can hang their own Christmas lights. But if the lighting doesn't meet Santa's standards, well, there can be problems. We uncovered this, a flight itinerary from 2014. Christmas light enthusiasts should take a closer look at the bottom of the page where we found this interesting footnote, or perhaps hoof note. Due to injuries and electrocutions last year, I'll leave it to Dasher's discretion to skip any home that has too many lights up on the roof. Keep those rooftops tidy, folks. Coming up,
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
The most famous reindeer of all time. How did he get that red nose?
It's the greatest possible achievement for a reindeer to get a placement in that Christmas Eve lead team.
We're finally learning the answer. And we've uncovered how he and the rest of the herd fly.
Did Santa Claus use some kind of like combination of science and kid magic to transform reindeer into flying reindeer?
Then, who done it? Did someone on Santa's team betray him, and why?
There may be a reindeer who's just had it up to his muzzle.
Still to come on The Secrets of Christmas Revealed. Have you ever wondered how Santa's bright red suit remains completely free of soot and ash? Well, it doesn't. Turns out, Santa brings thousands of suits on his sleigh. Then, somewhere in mid-flight, Santa pulls off a daring high-altitude wardrobe change into a new fresh suit, allowing him to appear bright and clean in your living room every time. As he empties his bag of toys, it's refilled with his dirty red suits to be handed off to Gertie the Laundry Elf. Don't you wish you had one of those?
Opening of a TV newscast.
The guarded, top-secret world of Santa's workshop has now been exposed.
As an army of Santaologists eagerly pores over the documents.
Here's what we know.
So far, our investigation of the North Pole data leak has revealed many details about how Santa pulls off Christmas. We now understand how he travels the world in a single night. How he gets into your home, with or without a chimney. And about his partnership with global toy makers. Now we're learning answers to a mystery that has confounded experts for centuries.
How does Santa fit all of his presents on the sleigh?
How does Santa fit all your presents on a single sleigh? On a sled, according to the data, that's 6 feet long and 4 feet wide. Engineering professor Aslam Kilic analyzed the leaked data to find out.
Santa must have a brilliant team of engineers working for him.
If Santa does understand complex science, what technology might he use to stock his sleigh?
Oh, I'm sure there's a lot of physics and math involved.
He's built some incredible things, including a shrink ray.
He can shrink them.
While there is speculation that Santa long ago mastered the secrets of nanotechnology, our review of the data says otherwise.
Yeah, I heard about the nanotechnology theory. I don't think it is that. It would take too much time and resources.
No, Santa isn't shrinking your toys. Perhaps there's a simpler answer.
The sleigh can adjust. It adjusts to what needs to be in there.
It's bigger on the inside than on the outside.
Maybe he has like bags that have the presents for one house.
He goes back and forth from the North Pole to the houses.
No, he doesn't travel back and forth to the North Pole to reload. Nor does he have support sleighs that accompany him on his around-the-world journey. The true answer to how he transports your presents is rooted in a special type of magic. Santa's sleigh includes a trans-dimensional gift conveyor, also known as the bag. Yes, Santa's sack is a portal to the North Pole's toy warehouses.
I've been looking at the data with the team from electrical engineering and computer science. It defies all the physics we know, but it points to the fact that there's a portal Santa managed to create going between the North Pole and the sleigh. That's how he's doing it.
During Santa's journey, toys are constantly fed to the bag by tireless elves working in shifts of 50 at a time. They ensure that nary a doll, ball, or game console misses delivery to expectant children.
Santa Claus holds a bag with presents.
Thank you, elves. And if elves are the North Pole's hardest working helpers on two legs, Santa's four-legged associates also play a pivotal role. We are now learning answers to the mysteries surrounding a vital part of Santa's mission, his reindeer. Among the data, we found a flyer Santa posted over 1,600 years ago, recruiting his very first team of eight, suggesting Santa has been using the same reindeer ever since. Begging the question, do Santa's reindeer live forever? We talked to a real reindeer keeper in Orleans, Vermont to find out. For years, she has labored toward her lifelong dream of having her reindeer make Santa's elite team.
Our reindeer are waiting for that call just to come and fly. That's why they train all year long, and they want to be able to help pull Santa's sleigh.
After 12 years of keeping reindeer, Pauline Breaux knows a thing or two about these amazing creatures.
Reindeer are very smart. Once they learn something, they've learned it and they know it. And they don't ever forget. Reindeer are just so magical.
But so magical as to live forever?
I'm not sure on that theory.
A man walks through an antique shop.
One man who does know for sure is Russell Lentz, who most consider the ultimate North Pole insider. After examining the hack data, he's discovered how Santa manages his reindeer team.
Reindeer are not immortal. The reindeer are named in honor of the original team from the very first Christmas Eve. Now, those names are used to identify the role in the team. Think of it as a team sport, and so it's about the position. And a new player comes into the team, takes on that role, plays it for as many years as they can, and then at some point in the future, someone else will come in and take on that role.
For a North Pole reindeer, it's a good gig. All the carrots you can eat, full benefits, and 364 vacation days a year.
They have amazing retirement facilities at Santa's Village in the reindeer quarter.
So, we now know the truth about reindeer immortality. They don't live forever. Rather, reindeer are eventually replaced and happily retired, like rotating actors in a play or athletes on a team. But perhaps the biggest mystery of Santa's reindeer is this. How do reindeer fly? Some have speculated that these magical reindeer are mutants, similar to ones in comic books like X-Men.
I don't believe that reindeer are mutants.
Dean Haspiel is an Emmy Award-winning writer and comic book illustrator.
What makes more sense to me is that they were like the Fantastic Four that got bombarded by cosmic rays, or Bruce Banner who got belted by gamma rays and turned into the Incredible Hulk. And if that were the case, well then who did that?
It's not who did that, it's what did that. According to documents we examined, the secret to reindeer flight lies here, the Northern Lights.
The sky is lit by greenish clouds.
The Northern Lights are a stream of electrically charged particles that pour out of the sun, and they flow by the Earth and interact with the Earth's magnetic field. And some of them become trapped by the Earth's magnetic field. And as they come spiraling in at the North Pole, they hit air molecules and cause those air molecules to glow. And that's the Northern Lights.
The data show how Santa's reindeer team hold an electrical charge and interact with the Northern Lights.
These documents suggest that Santa and his reindeer have managed to sort of work with the solar wind. And so Santa is sailing the solar wind, if you will, around the magnetic field lines of the Earth and traveling very fast, a good fraction of a million miles an hour.
Powered by Northern Lights, electrically charged and riding the magnetic solar winds around the Earth, That's how reindeer fly. Santa, it turns out, has been driving electric long before anyone else. Reindeer keeper Pauline Bro remains steadfast, hoping her reindeer will someday make Santa's squad.
What we do on Christmas Eve is we take candy canes and crush them up with a hammer. And when we're feeding them, we put the candy canes in with their feed, and that gives them lots of special, magical food to eat.
It will take more than candy canes to lift Pauline Bro's reindeer into the night sky. Without the magnetic charge of the Northern Lights, her Vermont reindeer will be hoofing it.
Her reindeer, alas, they're electrically neutral, and they don't interact much with the Earth's magnetic field. And as a result, they are earthbound.
While the Northern Lights power reindeer flight, it's often misunderstood regarding a particularly famous reindeer who leads Santa's team.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
That's it.
Rudolph, the most famous reindeer of all, guiding Santa's sleigh at night. How did he get that red nose? The answer, we're now learning. Buried in a confidential file from the North Pole data, the secret to why Rudolph's nose glows red. First, there's a simple practical need for it. It's dark out.
I believe that flying at night, having the light, would be tremendously helpful for not only Rudolph to find his way, but to guide the reindeer and the sleigh.
Sure, a red-nosed reindeer is easier to see in the dark. But when we dug into Santa's files a bit deeper, we found the real secret behind Rudolph's red nose.
Well, I can tell you that the Federal Aviation Administration have requirements for airplanes to have anti-collision lights and navigation lights.
In fact, we found the letter to Santa from the FAA. To help other pilots visualize what direction the aircraft is pointing at night, red forward position lights must be fitted to any flying aircraft or herd animal, as in your case. So, Rudolph's red nose is the consequence of government red tape, a requirement, as it is with all aircraft, by the Federal Aviation Administration. Evidently, even Santa is subject to government regulation. Coming up, we investigate. Could it be that one of Santa's closest allies hacked his computer?
Reindeer can fly, so they can certainly operate a keyboard.
Then, Santa's naughty or nice list. Who's on it this year?
You know, it's not great to be on Santa's naughty list, but in Hollywood, you know, that's not the worst list to be on.
And are you being spied on? Santa's Secret Spy Network. And many more secrets of Christmas revealed when we return. How do you know when Santa's reindeer are up on the housetop? Click, click, click. Turns out that clicking sound is not from the sound from their hooves tapping on your roof. It's the sound reindeer make when they walk, and a sophisticated way for them to communicate with each other. So, if you want to catch a reindeer and someday fly it, you better learn Morse code. Click, click, click.
Opening of a TV newscast.
We're following that breaking story out of the North Pole. Experts now asking, who done it? A disgruntled elf, a vengeful reindeer, or somebody on the world stage?
Yet another secret now coming to light falls into the realm of, well, a little bit creepy. Most people are familiar with the lyric.
He knows when you've been sleeping. He knows when you are awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So, you know, be good for goodness sake. What the heck? What that right there is so chilling and so dark that it was like, what do you mean you know when I'm sleeping?
And furthermore, how does he know? How does Santa know if you've been bad or good? If Santa were watching our every move, seems he would need to have a sprawling surveillance network of spies. It turns out he does. These are North Pole operatives. You've probably seen them, spying from ledges, cabinets, countertops, and from horizontal planks of wood typically used for books, but never shelves.
spying elves. Santa's helpers are also Santa's informers.
Elves and surveillance. That is a big deal.
The elves are recruited from across the world. In terms of surveillance, if you think you're being watched all the time, I think the fact that the elves can check in on you, to me, works.
Signs, MP spy recruit training. As seen here for the first time ever, a secret North Pole elf training film where elves train to make it into Santa's corps of elite spies who must be able to remain completely still, like the palace guard in the face of anything an elf might encounter. To become a vigilant sentinel for Santa, they bravely endure the worst elements an elf can expect. Spying elves are trained. Water. Earth. Beak. Watchdog. Hoof. Less effective, but still very game, smaller watchdog. And warm. So, that's one way Santa knows if you've been bad or good. Spying elves. But elves aren't the only informers. Watching. Listening.
What list am I on, right? What list am I on?
Documents reveal Santa also relies on a network of spies even more conspicuous.
What do we do when we start getting tired?
Yes, right? And that can happen, right? Sometimes we do need to take a break.
An elite corps of Santa doppelgangers deployed and embedded in shopping malls.
What we do, and this is the arrangement we have with Santa and the North Pole, is we fill in at the places that he can't be in. He can be in many places at one time, but he cannot be in all places at the same time.
This is a real Santa Claus body double. We're concealing his location at his request.
We're in a small town, in a small environment, reaching the world in a big way.
He operates the largest Santa training program on Earth, the worldwide Santa Claus Network.
So what we want to do is we want to be as authentic as possible so that that child or whoever it is that we happen to be visiting with, that they always have that wonder, is this the real Santa Claus, right?
Could your mall Santa actually be the real Santa?
Everybody, give a little wave if you would.
It's this Secret Santa's mission as the Yoda of the Yuletide to school thousands of women and men, mostly large bearded men, in the Christmas spirit.
The Christmas spirit is love in action.
And what it takes to deal with a toddler who soils your lap.
Jolliness is not just about saying ho, ho, ho. It's about the whole look, the whole feel. Thank you all.
These Santas will lead this training program.
Bye-bye.
As clandestine operatives in one of Santa's spying networks. That's right. Mall Santas work for the real Santa. So, how does Santa know if you've been bad or good? A surveillance network of spying elves and Mall Santa body doubles.
So what we do is we prepare people to sit in that chair and to hold that space. And you never know if it's Santa or one of Santa's helpers that might be in the chair there with you. We're honored to be called to do what we do.
So, beware. Your mall Santa could actually be the real Santa. But now, with so much North Pole data so public, these Santas and their secret techniques are at risk of being exposed.
I know a lot of you guys are using the blue screens and green screens.
We depend on a certain amount of mystery, a certain amount of magic. And to think that these secrets might be floating around, it has not made my job any easier at all.
Coming up, the North Pole has a plumbing problem. But where's the leak?
The data breach would be only in a hacker's interest if there was a financial gain to be had.
And Santa's private world continues to spill into public view.
It's entirely possible that Mrs. Claus has been trying to push information out for years.
Or is a rival faction of elves making mischief?
The Doppelfar, which are the outcast elves, were really not very happy with the elves at Santa's village for helping and embracing and loving humans.
Was it someone from inside the workshop that leaked Santa's confidential documents? The hunt for whodunit continues on The Secrets of Christmas Revealed. Remember that dangerous and hilarious hat remover created by the elves? Well, there have been many other misfires from Santa's elf design team. There was the stringless yo-yo, the electric rubber ducky, and who could forget the cost-cutting creation known as the two-wheeled tricycle, which indeed cut the cost of production by nearly a third, but led to a generation of toddlers losing their first tooth and the invention of soup.
Opening of a TV newscast.
Now, on to that still unfolding crisis at the North Pole.
The breach of Santa's computer firewall continues to shake the world's understanding
of Christmas as we know it.
Among all the data leaked from the North Pole, perhaps the biggest curiosity is about something very close to Santa's heart or stomach.
What's the deal with the milk and cookies?
What's the deal with milk and cookies? The well-established tradition of putting out milk and cookies has long been a way for children to thank Santa for his work.
I mean, cookies and milk are absolutely wonderful, so I feel like any person would like milk and cookies.
I literally had three cookies today,
yeah.
So I can understand it.
Yeah.
He likes milk and cookies.
Maybe he eats a cookie before going down the chimney, and that makes him small enough to be able to fit anywhere.
Maybe that's what gives him his energy to make it through the night.
Is that just kind of the image and brand he's created for himself?
A cookie is baked.
So, where did this milk and cookies business start?
It started as a nice Irish custom. When it was adopted for Santa Claus, it's really an act of gratitude, saying thanks to Santa, so here's a cookie, and here is also hay for your reindeer, or carrots, or oats. See you again next
Santa
year.
Claus takes a cookie and dips
for
it in
many,
milk.
The milk and cookies ritual is an innocent last chance opportunity to convince Santa they've been good.
Several children's cards are revealed.
But now, an archive of letters to Santa, countless letters written by children, lays out what appears to be details of a clear quid pro quo, which we've now learned is an obscure term from ancient Latin meaning something for what. In this case, milk and cookies in exchange for a gift.
So he's going to turn up with a teddy, and if the cookies are really nice, he might leave an iPhone.
And Santa's sloppy about it, as seen here in this home security camera footage of Santa himself carelessly leaving behind evidence of the brazen transaction. Half-eaten cookies, spilled milk, crumbs everywhere. And the gifts, as per the deal, under the tree. So what about the plate of cookies and a glass of milk? In another word, a bribe. But as everyone knows, what one gets or doesn't get from Santa is determined by something else, far more detailed and objective than a few milk and cookies. It's the list, the naughty or nice list. How does the naughty or nice list work? How does the naughty or nice list work?
That's enough out of you. Leave this room and report to the principal's office immediately.
Some children make a mess and scream.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows when you've been bad or good. And what you've liked on TikTok? Remember those evaporating Snapchat videos? Santa has them. All of them. Instagram, Pinterest, Meta, not so much. But everything you've liked, he's taken notice.
Now, they say don't put something on the internet if you don't want it to last forever. I say don't do something in front of Santa unless you want it to last forever. This is somebody who knows all of your deepest and darkest secrets. He's the one who sees your secret internet browser history.
That's right. Santa is monitoring all of your social media to determine your worthiness at Christmas.
Now, look here, young man. I'm not going to stand that kind of backtalk.
But when it comes to the naughty or nice list, what constitutes naughty and what is nice? What is the standard? Records retrieved from the North Pole show Santa's naughty or nice list to be a living, ever-changing document. For example, in 1702, young Nathaniel Bartholomew was put on the naughty list for staying up late and burning whale oil long after his prayers. In 1804, Sarah Clements earned her place on the list for failing to clean the butter churn. Even in prehistoric times, this young man was put on the naughty list for foolishly losing his sharp rock. So, the naughty or nice list is a code of behavior that changes with the times. What the newly uncovered information tells us, today, naughtiness is everywhere.
Two children fight in a crib.
TMZ's Harvey Levin has seen Santa's confidential lists.
When it comes to Hollywood, I spent more than 500 hours poring over the naughty list. And like, I don't know, 20 seconds on the nice list. The only guy there, Henry Winkler.
Henry Winkler is surrounded by photographers. What's up,
baby? Sorry, Hollywood. Henry Winkler is the only one of your colleagues who made the nice list.
You know, it's not great to be on Santa's naughty list, but in Hollywood, there are way worse lists to be on.
When The Secrets of Christmas Revealed continues, we uncover documents that reveal Santa's true identity. The birth records.
Santa doesn't even know his exact age, because back when he was born, they didn't have ways of recording dates or times.
And then, whodunit?
I think WikiLeaks, a deep state, maybe the folks behind other holidays, behind big New Year's or big Halloween, would be responsible.
That and more still to come on The Secrets of Christmas Revealed. Here are the latest guidelines for getting on the naughty or nice list. Throwing a tantrum, no longer naughty. Sneaking into the kitchen to eat the rest of the cake, no longer naughty. However, breaking into your dad's computer to rewrite the rules for what is naughty for a show called The Secrets of Christmas Revealed is really nice, especially since he won't know until he sees it right now on TV. Ha ha, Dad. P.S. We need more cake.
Opening of a TV newscast.
Shockwaves from the North Pole data leak are still being felt across the world.
As experts assess the scope of the breach and how the new revelations will affect Christmas.
Snow covers the pine trees.
We now know how Santa Claus acquired the property on which he built his North Pole workshop, where he lives and works, hidden from the rest of the world.
If you view it as maybe like a military base, I think that's a good way of looking at it.
But when it comes to where he grew up, the cold trail grows colder. Where did this once ordinary man, who so dramatically changed the course of human history and footwear, come from? Who is Santa Claus? Personnel files from the North Pole data confirm what has long been claimed. Santa was indeed born in Hawaii. According to this newly uncovered birth certificate, at a very healthy weight.
Signs, secret revealed. Santa's baby weight highest ever recorded.
But after his birth, it's as if Kris Kringle just disappears. Nowhere in the North Pole files did we find even a mention of Santa growing up as a boy, a teenager, let alone a man. Until we came across this. A photograph showing a virile, robust 20-something Santa posing with a group of small Norwegian men wearing matching clothes and oddly out-of-season footwear.
It was the elves that came up with the idea that created that whole scenario. It was the elves that recruited Santa to go and be the face of this wonderful project of joy and love sharing. The elves are the ones behind it. They needed a human to be the gift giver, to be the one who would deliver this joyful act of magic and wonder each year.
And so it was the elves who recruited Santa and bestowed upon him the magic of the North Pole. Magical superpowers of flight, time travel, and teleportation supplied by the North Pole's magnetic energy stores. Superpowers given to this mortal long before radioactive spiders and visitors from the planet Krypton, there was Santa.
I think the concept of Santa Claus as a superhero is a logical kind of route to follow to bring joy to millions of children through the Christmas season. What he does is both super and heroic.
Santa is the original superhero.
He's like a moral cop. He's judge, jury, and mailman. He has a certain kind of delivery system that rewards you or warns you, whether with a toy or a lump of coal. The Greeks have their mythology. The Norse have theirs. America now has Marvel and DC superheroes. But Earth's mythology is Santa Claus.
Reindeer drive Santa's sleigh over the roofs of houses.
But for a man so famous, so visible, there is little verifiable evidence of what Santa is doing when it's not Christmas. What is this superhero doing when he's not flying around the world bringing joy to an entire planet?
If I had to say if Santa had to go on vacation, I would definitely say he probably would go to Miami.
I would assume like Myrtle Beach.
He's got a workout regimen and he works out.
I think Santa's version of a vacation is just like chilling at home with Mrs. Claus. He's a big fan of like the at-home kind of staycation sort of vibe, you know?
Do you agree with that?
Well, not so sure, because his figure doesn't show that.
Well, it's all muscle.
Muscle?
Other than fleeting glimpses on Christmas Eve, the cookie crumbs he leaves behind, and the thousands of helper Santas we see at malls, Santa is both everywhere and nowhere. Why don't we hear about what Santa's up to the rest of the year?
So it's normally during the months of June and July that Santa and Mrs. Claus pack their bags, they travel, and I think it's just enables them to stay in touch with what is now a very fast-paced, changing human world.
When he's not traveling the world for work, Santa likes to travel the world on vacation. And apparently, he and Mrs. Claus fly commercial for free. According to his frequent flyer statement, last year alone, he banked over 3 billion miles, all in one night. Bet you can guess which one. In fact, Claus is among an elite class of members to the Platinum Commodore Excalibur Hepe class. So, if Santa is so conspicuous, so recognizable, how has no one seen the biggest celebrity on the planet?
He has some superpower that maybe he can change into a different person and nobody can recognize him. Maybe he shaves down the beard and nobody can tell.
Maybe he put a skinny jeans on.
Santa and Mrs. Claus will go and try activities, to visit tourist attractions, to go to cafes and restaurants. It's the one time of the year they get to be human again amongst humans. They just dress like normal people.
These images, taken from nearly every social media platform, seem to show a nonchalant Santa playing dominoes, blasting his glutes, refueling, and laying rubber. Could any of them be the real Santa?
Sometimes the best disguise is no disguise.
So, it turns out, Santa is hiding in plain sight. Coming up, the most haunting figure of Christmas, Krampus, the monster of Christmas present. Should we be afraid?
If you are a particularly naughty child, Krampus is going to stuff you in that sack, and he's going to take you away to the dark underworld.
We expose the Punisher of the Naughty.
I think Santa thinks it's important just to remind children of that difference between being naughty and nice.
How he got the gig.
It's a lot of work, and it's a year-round job.
And his cozy connection to Santa.
This has been a very, very sophisticated, very tight-lipped operation.
And then, who done it? Did someone on Santa's team betray him? And why?
There may be a reindeer who's just had it up to his muzzle.
Still to come on The Secrets of Christmas Revere. So what was the first thing Santa's elves made with Big Toy in 1947? Hint, it was based on something Santa played as a boy in Hawaii. It was a mini version of the ukulele called the Yukadoodle. The Yukadoodle, not to be confused with the adorable ukulele poodle mix, is a small four-stringed instrument known for being hypoallergenic. The toy was a big success, but the same can't be said for its follow-up flops, the Yuka Lasa Opsa and the purse-worthy but high-strung Yukapoo.
Opening of a TV newscast.
Good evening. New and potentially troubling details emerging from that North Pole data breach about an apparent cozy relationship between Santa and Krampus.
Yeah, so this is a shocking development. But first, a child saved from drowning by a family pet Bosco, a pygmy possum like no other.
Snow falls on the frozen plain.
It seems whoever leaked Santa's most precious data, they were intent on exposing this monster. Krampus, Santa's dark companion, and the explosive details of their professional and personal relationship. First, who and what is Krampus?
The Krampus is sort of hulking, very beastly figure. He's all covered in fur from his shoulders down to his hooves. He's got long horns, very reminiscent of a goat. He's usually carrying a sack or a basket, and he also frequently carries a big bundle of switches so that he can swat at the children.
Not exactly the warm and friendly character we associate with Christmas or Saint Nick. Begging the question, why would Santa be in contact with a monstrous half-goat, half-demon? Aside from the obvious,
this is a situation where they're playing specific roles. Santa is there to reward the good children, to reinforce this good behavior, and to spread hope and light and joy throughout the world. But it's really important that there is something to counterbalance that. So they're really playing kind of a good cop, bad cop role.
So it turns out Santa and Krampus are merely playing the roles of good cop, bad cop.
Krampus carries several children in a basket.
Krampus is a imposing figure, just reminds children, just keep being nice.
And what's the big scary thing that bad old Krampus does to people who've been naughty?
Good question.
He's going to stuff you in that basket, and he's going to take you away.
And so the story goes. Krampus, this frightening creature, naughty list in hand, meting out punishment at Christmas, and Santa, rewarding the nice, lavishing them with gifts and love. And now we have hard evidence of a cozy working relationship between the two men, who by all accounts, at least on paper, appear inseparable. Phone records, time cards, travel reimbursements, even a photo taken of them at the North Pole office Christmas party. And this receipt for unusual medical services paid by Kay Kringle proves not only that Krampus works with Santa, but works for Santa. And what his healthcare plan won't cover, Santa pays for out of pocket. And our forensic data team uncovered what might be the best insight yet into Krampus and how he got on Santa's payroll. A resume, job application, and a handwritten essay Krampus wrote on why he would be the best candidate to scare children at Christmas. His resume, reflecting huge gaps in his employment history, shows minimal qualifications for the job, and even a stint as a doorman at a private club. On his job application, we see his real name, Fritz Ricard Krampus, and he lists an address under a bridge. And in his essay, he seems to revel in bringing fear to misbehaving children. Clearly, when it comes to being Santa's bad cop, Krampus is the goat. But now comes new evidence that this relationship is more than professional. It's deeply personal. Text messages from Santa's own computer server prove the friendship is more than just social. It's much worse. They're bros.
I've seen these text messages. I'm absolutely shocked by the fact that they are this close, that they're spending this much time together, even outside of the Christmas season. It's unbelievable, absolutely unbelievable.
Still, despite the evidence, others find it hard to believe that these two are up late texting at night.
How does Santa text anyone if he's wearing mittens?
He's got that big booming voice that carries, so I think he's the voice-to-text technology sort of person, right?
I mean, wouldn't his fingers be slipping all over the keyboard?
Santa Claus puts down his cell phone and folds his arms.
Sorry, these text messages come from the very same trove of leaked North Pole data we've authenticated and are just as real as Santa's DMV records, unopened jury summons, and high school transcripts. So it turns out, there's little to fear from Krampus, whose bleat is worse than his bite. And he's buddies with the nicest guy in the world.
A person types on a computer keyboard.
After combing through every document revealed in this massive data breach at the North Pole, one thing more than anything else still remains a secret and may never be known.
Experts from around the world are speculating tonight on who accessed the enormous cache of leaked information and how they circumvented the North Pole's cybersecurity measures.
Was it a hack, or was it an inside job by someone deeply embedded in Santa's organization? Like an elf, or even Mrs. Claus? Who is responsible? When the secrets of Christmas Revealed returns, the shocking answer. And, spoiler alert, the data is in, and we know what you're getting for Christmas. If you want to know, stay right here. That's all coming up next on The Secrets of Christmas Revealed. With so many of Santa's secrets exposed in this massive North Pole data breach, experts are stumped when it comes to what is still a secret. Who done it? Who revealed the secrets of Christmas to the entire world, forever changing the way we look at the holiday?
Been given a lot of thought to a lot of people here who have access to information that we'd like to think of as secret.
It definitely had to be somebody with access to computer system, the passwords.
It has me concerned. Let me just kind of leave it at that.
Was it the elves?
I would say it's most likely the act of the Doppelfahr. Those elves that were cast out all those years ago, maybe looking to bring the operation down.
I just think that that disgruntled elf is the reason why this information got out.
I think it might have been one of those little elves trying to get a little more power.
Was it Mrs. Claus? Did she betray her own husband, seeking revenge for her leaked sweater designs?
Sometimes it's the most obvious person right in front of your face who did the leaking.
I mean, who else is going to know Santa's network so well as Mrs. Claus?
Mrs. Claus is jealous of Santa and the fact that he gets to eat cookies every Christmas Eve.
I have a good authority of who might have done that. And I'll just say it once, two words, Mrs. Claus.
I do not think Mrs. Claus leaked the secrets. She's got too much integrity and too much loyalty to Santa Claus.
Was it a trusted friend of Santa's?
I don't think Krampus would necessarily be that sophisticated.
Was it a reindeer?
Now, I'm not an investigator, and the evidence is pretty thin, but I am a scientist, and I would take a close look at those reindeer. After all, the reindeer can fly, so they can certainly operate a keyboard.
A reindeer sniffs a keyboard.
Could they use a computer and a mouse? I think so.
A satellite hovers in space.
Or was it an enemy outside of the North Pole?
I think WikiLeaks, the deep state, maybe the folks behind other holidays, big Halloween, would be responsible.
You know, there are a lot of other toy companies out there that maybe are a little jealous of the relationship that Mattel has with Santa. I'm not going to name any names. I don't know. Have you ever considered the Easter Bunny?
We're on it. I promise you, we will break this story.
Everyone we spoke to, on and off the record, claimed they had no knowledge of the leaker until this happened. Watch what our cameras captured at the conclusion of our interview with Santa biographer Russell Ince. As he stood up to leave, with our camera still rolling, Ince made this shocking disclosure.
Is that it? Are we done?
Yeah, we're all done. Yeah, it's possible.
So, yeah, no problem. You know who it was, don't you?
Who?
He leaked the information. It was Santa.
Why would he do that?
Well, he wanted to make sure that the children of the world remain connected to the true magic and the secrets with everything he does. But it'd be good if you could... obviously, that bit's not on camera.
Oh, no, we've cut, haven't we?
Yeah, cut.
OK.
Excellent.
Well, thank you.
Who leaked Santa's secrets? Turns out, it was Santa himself. Maybe the biggest secret of Christmas isn't a secret at all. To wonder, to speculate, to try to explain this seemingly impossible event is to want to believe Santa's magic is real. And that's why he did it, to make us believe in the magic.
Guys, it's me, Dean. I've been up all night on the dark web, and it's crazy. I'm telling you, this goes all the way to the top. I'm telling you, it's Santa. Santa is the leaker. Can you believe it? And you know what else? In 1969, we actually did go to the moon. Huh? Mind-blowing, right? Oh, there's somebody on my lawn. It's either federal agents or dark elves. I gotta go.
Just when you thought all of the secrets of Christmas had been revealed, one more thing you won't want to miss.
He is tracking every social media data point. He knows exactly all that information. Yeah, yeah. For each and every person who will receive a gift on Christmas.
A once top secret algorithm that can figure out what you're getting for Christmas is now public. And we have exclusive access to it. We'll tell you how to figure out exactly what presents Santa is giving you this year. Next on The Secrets of Christmas Revealed. As we've learned from the tsunami of data, Santa partnered with Big Tech, who designed a sophisticated algorithm that enables him to eavesdrop on you. Santa's figured out what you want for Christmas. We combed through the data, and now we're going to tell you exactly what you're getting for Christmas this year. So, if you want to know, text the word GIMME to, and get ready for the number. Get a pen and paper to write it down. Quick, grab anything. A crayon, toothpaste, ketchup from your table, anything to write this vital number down. The four-digit number is 39610.
Santa Claus lowers a lever. Sign, North Pole TV has interrupted this broadcast. Regular programming will continue momentarily. Please stand by.
He's always watching.
Yeah.
So you better be good.
I think Santa listened to his wife like I listened to mine. And he...
Santa just knows everything. So I think all the little boys and girls should mind their parents during this time to make sure that they have a great Christmas.
I think maybe the elves made him a schwindel.
Maybe the elf stole him the presents.
He'd be like watching movies about himself and seeing like other people's perception of Santa. Because I think that would be really funny to watch as Santa Claus.
That's true. That's true.
He is a stalker. We found that out last week.
That's right.
Santa's snooping.
That's right. He's watching you all the time.
Santa the stalker.
Yeah.
Logo of a tram with the sign, Knoxville. Streetcar Entertainment, Fox Entertainment.